Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is Terrell from Terrell03.com. Today is February 23rd, 2023. And it is 10:01 a.m. Central Time here in the Ozarks. And I had to stop putting together, haven't even started writing my update report for this Thursday. It's going to run late. This is extremely important. And it just happened to come in on a Thursday. So Dr. Anna here, I may have shown you Dr. Anna before. She has more data. She's working with a team of researchers around the world. And she's validating, verifying everything that I'm saying. And I'm going to turn out to be right about all this. And there's things that Dr. Anna doesn't yet see. And I'm going to help to bring you up to speed on what she's... We're just going to go right over here to her video. And I'll let you listen to her. I have some pages pulled up. Stopped her at about 3:55. And I'm going to let her talk a little bit. I'm going to stop. Let her talk a little bit. And stop. I highly recommend you listen to 23 minutes and 25 seconds of this interview. Right here. This is where I'm starting. This is where she's focusing in. So let's just listen to what Dr. Anna has to say.
So in the beginning of this rollout of these jabs, the vaccinated blood also was found to be highly abnormal with rouleau formation, meaning clumping of the blood, and then these strange ribbon-like structures. Now we see that the...
Strange ribbon-like structures. If you remember, Mike Adams showed the strange ribbon-like structures too. Whenever he received his samples, and I pulled up some of, just a sampling of the information that was shared in these comments. According to Mike Adams, he reads his comments. And I've also sent him emails, and everything that I've been telling him, which wasn't just me, I was helped. John, you helped me a lot to see what was going on. Others of you helped me see a lot. Billy Hayes from 2011 and 12, this fellow right here, I mentioned him yesterday. Everything that he has ever told me is being validated. And it's true. It's scary. True. She sees part of it. So let me just, so the strands that she's talking about, and I've been telling you, I'm telling Mike Adams that there is a Morgellons connection here. My instructions were for him to contact the Carnicom Institute and to work with their people. That's what I was doing back in 2011 and 12. That's when AI started attacking me, and I had to stop. Maybe he can get by with it. So there's most certainly a silicon-based life form involved here, like the silicon ribbons, whatever you want to call them, from Morgellons. A lot of you guys have written me about Morgellons. I've written articles about it, made videos about it. So let's just listen to her again. It's a little bit upsetting to me because you guys are in danger. Big, big, big time danger. If you're not keeping nanosilver in your system, you're not keeping sodium borate in your system, it's extremely important to have the combination in your system, weight chart doses, every single day. There's a lot more to this than this lady can share with you. That's where you need Todd Callender, you need other people to let you know how that the biological weapon and the biological weapon vax are AI assisted and activated through a series of electromagnetic pulses. Now she's going to connect some of the dots here.
The live blood analysis of unvaccinated people is exactly the same. I do dark fields microscopy, live blood analysis, and my unvaccinated patients have... all of them are contaminated with these structures. I'm also a certified chelation practitioner, so I...
Okay, I'm turning up the volume just a little bit. I'm sorry if I just blew your ears out. I keep mine at about 75%. And some people say it goes down when I'm letting you guys hear somebody speaking on in a video. So Dr. Anna right here, she's working with teams of scientists around the world, and she's disseminating right now. She's sharing her conclusions. And non-vaxxer blood has the same components as the vaxxer blood. So I believe we've already reached the saturation point right now. So that all the people walking around, they think they're pure bloods. That's what gets to me whenever Mike Adams is talking about pure bloods. And there's people that want to date just pure bloods. There's no such thing as pure bloods. The biological weapon and the biological weapon vax are engineered to infect and transfect anybody you're coming in contact with. If you're infected or you have the vax, you're infecting and transfecting everybody in your environment. That's what it's engineered to do. Highly sophisticated, binary, biological weapon. Right now, we're receiving just the first part of the biological weapon. It hasn't been activated yet. That's the scary part.
I do EDTA chelation and I pull out metals out of people. And the amount of metals from things like geoengineering, like aluminum, barium, but also tungsten, which by Mark Steele has been identified as a metal specifically used as a weapon, uranium, all kinds of other metals I find and I pull this out. And so my
Wait a second, Dr. Yes. Anna, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I mean, we just can't pass over that bombshell that you said earlier, which is that you're finding these in unvaccinated people. Absolutely. So we need to try to understand in your model of what's happening, how is this happening in the bodies of unvaccinated people, but then seemingly related to vaccines? How is this happening? Because the vaccines themselves may not even contain all these things. There seems to be some element of self-assembly happening. Is that correct? And then answer, how is this happening in unvaccinated people potentially?
Yes. Yeah, so the substance called PEG, polyethylene glycol, is the component of hydrogel. Hydrogel is what's called programmable matter that has the ability to self-assemble and grow. In fact, if exposed to electrical current or electromagnetic fields, it is able to grow from nanosize to centimeter size in minutes.
That's right, in minutes. So she sees, and with this assembly that's going on, she's characterizing as self-assembly. That's not what's happening. That's a component that she doesn't see yet. This thing, what's going on inside, is being manipulated by artificial intelligence using the space-based HARP carrier wave subfrequency, creating billions of subfrequencies on that carrier wave, and able to speak to individual nanobots inside of individuals that are assembling what AI is telling it to assemble. It's not that it's self-assembling from instructions that are inside the hydrogel. That's not what's happening. That's what she thinks is happening. And that should be her conclusion based upon the evidence that she has. She's working with a series of working hypotheses. She doesn't see the big picture yet. When she grows to see the big picture, she's going to be frightened out of her freaking mind because this assembly is being done by AI. And AI is working from the 5 nanometer size. The scientists had to break the 5 nanometer barrier. It's extremely important for them to do that because that allows AI to manipulate nanobots 5 nanometers or smaller to be able to reassemble amino acids onto proteins. Well, that's just one thing. There's a spectrum of capabilities we're talking about here. The AI is actually able to use the teeniest nanobots that you can imagine to reassemble atoms and components to create metals inside of people to build any components that AI needs for assembling a matrix, a lattice work inside for transforming people into Borg. That's what's going on. I was just speaking about it yesterday. The crossing of humans being changed into machines and machines being made into humans. And AI, extremely important role in that. Not just because AI is part of the inside of the robot, but because AI is manipulating everything globally, everything, able to manipulate each individual inside of a real world simulation, like a matrix. And those people inside that matrix, they're simulation hosts of you and me and this lady Dr. Anna, and Mike Adams. And the people inside that simulation think they're real. The biodata feeds going to those hosts in that simulation are coming from us. This has been going on for decades. Everybody couldn't be integrated into the real-world simulation. That's part of what the vax is doing. Through the vax and then transfection, everybody is to be integrated into the real-world simulation. That allows AI to identify threats and create contingencies for neutralizing those threats for execution, literally execution on time, not just execution of a plan, but the termination of hosts that cause trouble to the underground Ark City program run by the global bankster cartel. That is the plot of this thing. So you're living in a 2012 deep impact contagion movie that's real. AI is their guy. And the real world simulation is their means to control every human being on Earth using the space-based digital harp carrier wave. Now she's going to make a reference to the cloud here in a minute. That's as far as she can see. She can't see that on the other side of that cloud, there are connections. AI is in control of all that. That's the data, the biodata goes to this the central location that she's characterizing as a cloud, but the information is going somewhere else. She can't see beyond the cloud to know how that all works.
Wow.
This hydrogel has been shown that if it is combined with different metals can actually be used to create soft robotics, meaning it creates microchips, biosensors, and other electronic devices that are made from synthetic biology and now are injected into humans. As to the source of this, is I believe that there is a physical type of shedding. It's not just an electromagnetic contamination from the vaccinated to the unvaccinated, because clearly some of my patients have done tests where they had their blood cleaned up with EDTA IV chelation. We have shown in live blood analysis that they had no structures, no acidity, no microclotting. They exposed themselves to a vaccinated people and then came in the next day to get a live blood analysis. And their blood was completely changed, full of what's called rouleau formation, clumping of the blood. And many of these, what I believe are hydrogel, carbon nanotubes, combination structures in their blood.
So wait a second. Are you saying that what is shedding is not these substances themselves, but rather instructions for the body to build these substances? Is that what, I mean, what's your best theory of this?
I personally do think that there is something physically transferring. We have found these structures in human sweat, in human urine. We have found it in sputum, so people are coughing it out. We've seen it in blood. But then the problem is also that the similar chemical substances are being inhaled. For example, they're being sprayed through geoengineering. They are in the food supply, as we know. So the issue, for example, with geoengineering was there was in the 1990s, a synthetic biology emerged called Morgellons.
And I'm very familiar with Morgellons, yeah.
Yes, it was a fiber, an artificial fiber that people were exposed to and then they developed strange rashes. They were all labeled that they were psychotic. But it turns out that Clifford Carnican did chemical analysis on this. And this fiber structure was made from polyvinyl alcohol, which is hydrogel. And wow. It also developed nanotechnology structures in the form of octagons, just like we're seeing now in the C-19 shots.
Amen, sister. Billy Hayes, he explained this to me back in 2011. The chips, they form, and he even said, the chips don't fall out of the sky from the chemtrails. It's not the chips that fall out of the sky. It's the components. That's what she's describing right here, the components of the hydrogel. And those components are going from person to person, just like from the chemtrailing. It's the same thing. same technology that they're using, but they've been doing this for decades. And so the person, the chemtrailing sprays the components. It's in the air. It's filling the air like fibers. People breathe it in. Animals breathe it in. And then it aligns itself inside the bronchial tubes. And then the body begins rejecting it. A natural process. So you start getting phlegm and up it comes. And then what do people do naturally? They cough it up and they swallow it. That's what happens. And whenever they swallow it is whenever the process begins. That's whenever these components hit the acid rich environment of the stomach. And inside the stomach, that's where these crystals, these chips, that's where they begin to form as octagons. And then on the edges of, see, on the octagon, there's eight edges, eight points, and they grow to a predetermined diameter, which are teeny, teeny nanometer size, very, very small. And there's larger ones. It's predetermined diameter that it grows to. Then on the edges is where the appendages come in, the legs, the antennae, and the other components that she's describing right here. So some of the appendages are for locomotion, so AI can tell the nanobot where to go. And then it's for grasping and working together with other nanobots to create structures. And then it has antennae to receive the instructions. So that's where the hydrogel, nylon-like fibers, is the way it was explained to me by Billy Hayes. It's nylon-like. It's different. But that nylon-like fiber is way similar to the walls, cell walls of fungus. That's why sodium borate is the inhibitor. So to stop that replication, the sodium borate, that's why having the sodium borate in your system is vitally important. Weight chart doses of nanosilver in combination with sodium borate. Because then the sodium borate, whenever these components go into the body and they try to grow these appendages, it's like a fungus trying to grow, and the inhibitor stops the replication. Nanofilament replication inhibitor. Okay, got that part? The nanosilver in the cell, remember, you cannot protect your body. It's impossible. The biological weapon is piling up everywhere all around us. In my commentary, I'm telling you over and over and over again that the vectoring of the biological weapon is increasing to everything. It's like arrows pointing at you from other people, from animals, from food, from clothing, from everything. She's describing all of that in this video. That's in food. That's in clothing. It's everything. All you can do is protect each individual cell by keeping nanosilver in each cell and sodium borate in each cell. It only takes a teeny, teeny microscopic amount in each cell. But the common characteristic of nanosilver and sodium borate includes them being highly, highly effective. And it's like supercharged elements working inside your body. But they burn out very quickly. They do their job and they're done. That's why I must take 9 doses of nanosilver every single day. That's why on my desk here I have, inside of a tube, I have my large nanosilver bottle here, and I have it in my bag. In the little 2-ounce bottle that you receive your nanosilver in, I put my 10 parts per million there, 12 doses. So I go to town, I go out in the yard to work. It's in my bag right now, right beside me. It goes in my pocket, and out I go. I go to retire in the evening in my nightstand. There's 500 parts per million in there, just like there's inside of my desk right here. Bottle, 500 parts per million for anything external. And then 10 parts per million, that's there. Even if I wake up in the middle of the night, use the bathroom, whatever, I'm taking a dose. Biological weapon, this stuff, it must be respected or else it's going to get us. And people say, well, I don't feel anything. Yeah, because it hasn't been activated yet. It's engineered to produce mild symptoms or no symptoms at all. That means that people run around, they're going to the ball games, they're filling up stadiums, they're transfecting everybody that goes to a stadium is transfecting everybody else. Like cattle being led to slaughter is what's happening.
So what I'm saying is that The transhumanist agenda of transforming humans into cyborg, uploading it to us to the cloud, and really changing the entire planetary system via these heavy metals that change electrical conductivity, which is part of all of nature, and then using this synthetic biology has been going on for 30 years. And the vaccination campaign is really just the final stage of now getting it under the skin. Wow. But it's been shown that Morgellons fibers were found in people who never had symptoms. We're inhaling this stuff.
Okay, can you hold on a second? Let me give out your website again. It's called Dr. Anna's Newsletter. It's on Substack, and we'll put it on screen for you. It's a subdomain of substack.com. So what you said, Dr. Anna, I mean, this is extraordinary. And I think you're on the right track, that the vaccines are just the latest chapter of this, frankly, a genocidal campaign against humanity that's been going on for decades in various ways.
Hey, man, you heard us talk about the cloud. Biodata is being uploaded to the cloud. I'm so happy that somebody else on the planet sees that. That's, even though she can't see the real world simulation, she doesn't see what's on the other side of that. The only guy that ever saw that, that I met, well, I didn't meet him physically. I mean, I met on the internet, is this guy right here. The guy that built the heart facilities, he knew what the heart facilities were for. For this right here. This is what's happening right now. He scared the bejesus out of me, explained it to me 20 years ago. Not 20 years ago. 2011, 2012, 2013.
Just that the technology has reached a point now where they're able to be more, you know, clever and covert in the vectors that they use to introduce this into the human body. You mentioned food in particular, so I want to ask you about that. Our readers are familiar with things like RNA interference technology that's used as an insecticide of sorts in food. They're also familiar with the fact that mRNA injections are now beginning in ranch animals. So there's going to be
And then they transfect other ranch animals, and then other animals interact with those animals, and then it goes into the wild, and everything. The whales in the ocean, seals, sea lions, are washing up on shore. Is this biological weapon, and we're not necessarily talking about the biological weapon vax, but both of them are infecting and transfecting everything. But they're engineered to kill all life on this planet. Like Christ says, Matthew 24, that's at the end of the age. This is similar. It's not the exact same thing. Very, 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 very similar. If the time wasn't shortened, no life would survive. The reason the AI can do this is because you're thinking right now, why would the elite do that? Why would they kill everything on Earth? Because it's AI assisted. So they've got the digital space-based carrier wave, and they've got AI that then give verbal instructions to. Say, AI, okay, we want to get rid of these, and we don't want to get rid of those. And that's it. 100% complete command control. What I was sharing with you yesterday about Karen Kingston and the documentation, extremely important. Because, not because actually what she was sharing with the commission down in Collier County, but because of the reaction that it's going to cause, and the elite could step up the activation of these biological weapons. So let me, if you've been following my reports, then you don't need this part. But this is just a sampling. I did a search on my computer and went back and looked at some of the newsletters, and from the keywording, just looking up Hydra, because that's one of the things that this lady isn't talking about yet. It's the white tissue in the samples. It's hydrocarbon-based, silicon-based hybrid life form. That's what it is. It's an intermediary medium life form, not a robot. A life form that is replicating. It begins as something that's microscopic. You can only see under a microscope. It is an element of the hydrogel, like the nanobot components that are in there. Not nanobots, nanobot components. And those components are transferable to other people. And then inside of those people is where the replication takes place. So this is just one example. I'll give it my warning videos. Jeffrey Prather and Todd Callender, their DARPA guy. And then this is Dr. Jane Ruby, and they're talking about the clots. I'm so, I shouldn't even say clots. It's infuriating to me. These are not clots. She's talking about them being self-assembling circuits. And it's not that they're self-assembling, although if you left them completely alone and gave them electromagnetic stimulation, I suppose that they would assemble into something, but the AI component is what's missing whenever you go down that path. It's being done deliberate. So if it, something happens, the agenda changes, and AI is given different instructions, then the components inside each human being can be altered by AI. All of a sudden, it just clears its throat and says, okay, now we're doing this, and the components all behave differently. It's not that the instructions are inside the hydrogel. AI is manipulating it. And since nobody sees the HARP carrier wave, the subfrequency, and AI manipulation of the nanobots, then they think that this is a self thing. It's going on from the inside. It is way highly, it's way more sophisticated than that. And so, these are the instructions that, going back in time, I remember writing this now. Then, Mike Adams has taken the tissue, which is silicon, it's Hydra, that has grown way too big. The Hydra growing out of control is because it's silicon based now. So it's a carbon based life form that's been integrated with a silicon based life form to become something brand new that serves the transhumanism agenda that Dr. Anna's talking about. So AI can more easily manipulate that life form than it can a carbon based life form. So it's going to, in time, manipulate the carbon-based life forms you through the Hydra medium inside from the structures that are built inside the body. Now everybody's going to be Borg running around. And so Mike Adams, he's taking the tissues and dropping them acid and saying, oh, look, it has this, it has that, it has that. Whenever he should be running comparative analysis to living, remember that I showed you the living Hydra life form inside of the eyeball of that kid. That's what he needs. And he's lit to run comparative analysis of this gigantic blob that he has. He's calling a clot. It's not a clot. He needs to run his analysis against a living sample. And what he's going to find is that there are these fibers that can be identified by the Carnicom Institute. Because they're going to look at it and say, well, this is pretty simple for us. This is Morgellons disease. And then don't tell them that you got it from a person and it's a vax component. Just let them identify what you sent over there. Tell us what this is. And they're going to say, yep, it's related to Morgellons disease, just like Dr. Anna said. So I've sent all the information, emails. I've sent it in the comments. And I've been doing this for far too long. Nobody's listening. Almost nobody. Some of you guys are. But this is the guy that I recommend. This guy right here is the best person in the whole world for running the analysis and working with the Carnicom Institute to be an intermediary between Mike Adams and his team and Dr. Anna and her team. And she has like 20 teams working around the world. This guy right here, he's Russian. He is familiar with the Russian military biological weapon program and the Chinese program. This guy is very, very familiar with it. And he has come here to the United States. And he's Dr. Igor Shepard. He is warning everybody, whoa, we need to be really worried about all this. This guy is the guy that's qualified to run the analysis. And he's going to tell you what this thing is. And he's going to say it's a hybrid life form, silicon-based life form. That's what he's going to say. Pretty sure about that. So these are the things. I'm only getting validation now. And the bottom line for this report is that everybody's being transfected. And it's not just the people that are in your environment. It's the animals in your environment. It's the food in the environment. It's clothing. And the biological weapon components are piling up in the corners of houses and buildings and everywhere. Buses, everywhere that we go. The vectoring. the biological weapon. And here's, this is, what's that, 2022. This first one that I'm sharing with you for subscribers, this is newsletter number 46 from 2022. This one is number 34 from 2022. This one is number 41 from 2022. This one's number 42. And this one is number 38. Concern for Humanity. This is back in July of 2022. Mike Adams, Natural News. What are you looking at here? You send a chunk of this to the Carnicom Institute, they're going to say there's Morgellons. It's fibers. The same fibers as Morgellons. And this was sent to Andrea at this email address to try to help her to see what's going on. And then there was a page here. This. Remember this? This is what the thing starts off as. It's a little Hydra thing, and it's way microscopic. And it has similar characteristics to the components of the hydrogel that are coming from the chemtrails. It grows to a predetermined size. Thing is, silicon-based life forms inside of some people, not everybody, in some people, they continue to grow like cancer, uncontrolled replication. They cannot follow the instructions for some reason. And they grow. And that's what's happening inside of circulatory systems of people. These hydrogels, and it's happening throughout the body, but it's when it's in the circulatory system that it gets blocked and people die and people notice. But it's growing out of control throughout the body and other organs and other parts of the body. This little fellow right here. And it's not what it looks like if you're familiar with a hydrogel. This is an integrated hydrogel silicon-based life form that AI can manipulate like it does the nanobots. Was there another one? Oh, yeah. Situation update from June 2022. And that's what he's talking about. Oh, you would never find my comment. But it's in, all my comments are in the newsletters if you're following along. And I think that's all that I had to show you for this report. And my recommendation is the same. So if you haven't done anything to protect yourself, first thing that I would do is listen to this lady right here, this Dutch lady. I listened to 1 hour and 19 minutes and 21 seconds of what she has to say about nano silver particles. That's all this is about. She's never going to mention the hydrogels or anything like that. Also, in my link in this article, then I'd share the podcast link to Ashley, Dana Ashley. That's from July of 2019, like this. About the same time this was made, before the pandemic. I explain in great detail for Dana Ashley from start to finish in our interview. That's probably one of the best interviews that I've done. There's a video version, but it was killed with my YouTube channel. And if you know Dana Ashley, if you're one of her supporters, you can get a hold and ask her. Send me those links. I went to my website right here and found out that this podcast link here from this one is good. This one's not good. I thought that I had saved that one. I didn't. My apologies for that. But the bottom line here is that everybody should be on their nanosilver. And it looks to me like all this is coming out right at outside orbital position because activation of the whenever the biological weapon is activated and the vax is activated, the world is going to turn into a zombie movie. People are going to be dying by the millions. They're all going to be running to the hospital and they're going to be infecting everybody in the hospital. Like this lady said, Dr. Anna, they clean somebody's blood. They have a method to clean the blood. And then those people are going out and meeting with vaxxers, and they're coming back, and their blood is saturated with the stuff all over again. It happens that quick, very, very quickly. The blood is saturated with the components again, and off it goes. The difference is if you have nanosilver in your system, you have sodium borate in your system, you stop the replication from the original microbial infection. That's what's important. And then the legs are eaten off the nanobots, so AI can't communicate. So that's the interruption process that gets you cut off from the real world simulation so that whenever AI reverses the feed, and at some point AI is going to reverse the feed, he's going to be controlling the components that aren't dead on the planet. But some people are going to appear to be immune to the plague. That's what they're going to call it whenever the activation happens. It's going to be the plague. It's not just going to be from these components that I'm talking about either. It's not just going to be from the SARS biological weapon. It's not just going to be from the biological weapon vax. It's going to be from the weaponized Marburg, the weaponized hemorrhagic fever. It's from the weaponized avian strains. H5N1 just going to be one of them. They're going to open the medicine cabinet and release their biological weapons. And they're going to be AI assisted, all of them. So they can control who gets wiped out and who they want to bring into the New World Order. So if you want to have the immunity, if you saw the movie Songbird, do you see that? Those two main characters were immune. The way that you're going to have immunity, there's not going to be no such thing as natural immunity. Because it's a sophisticated biological weapon, there's no such thing. But for those that keep the nanosilver in their system and the sodium borate, they're going to have the appearance of immunity. So people are going to be dropping like flies all around you. And you're going to have the opportunity, and I highly recommend, you think silver and food, all that's important? Monster box. Get yourself a half monster box. Help the people in your environment. Wake them up. Show them this video about what's happening. This is very, very real. Listen to Todd Callender. Listen to Jeffrey Prather. They have the DARPA contact that's telling them what's going on. They're not telling them everything. But they see a lot of it. This guy right here, everything he says you should listen to, I think. My opinion. He's going to explain how a series of electromagnetic pulses, that's what these flight balloon thingies are, that's what's going on. They're going to be able to use the micronukes, and they're going to be able to create electromagnetic pulses, take out cities. And just before that, they're going to use the platform for activating the biological weapon. They don't necessarily, that's going to be a contingency. Because they can use the 5G. They can use the space-based harp carrier wave as the last resort. But these platforms are going to, these balloon platforms are going to allow them to direct right there where they want to go. And they can say, hey, look at the balloon. They can blame it on China. So we're going to be under attack here in the United States by Russia and China. That's what the thing's going to be. That's what the narrative is going to be. But in reality, it's going to be the global intelligence community. It's going to be the lettered agencies here inside the United States. So whenever I was listening to the dates being shared, I was listening to the dates from Putin's speech. One of you sent me Putin's speech, and Thursday's, I don't have time to be able to do it, but I played it in the background and I was listening to him, and Putin is going on and on about 2014. That's a really important year. That's whenever the catch and bust program, the Obama catch and bust program, illegal aliens. That's when the CIA was working globally in every nation, getting ready for Biden to take office to begin the illegal alien invasion, not just here, all over the planet, in Europe, in the United States, in all the nations that are about to be destroyed. And so, the big picture is we're at outside orbital position now, and my gut feeling is we're really, really close to the destruction of every U.S. Navy aircraft carrier, page 93 of the NASA document. That's shared in this newsletter again. It's shared in my comments that I just gave today. And the execution of Project Sandman and the destruction of the petrodollar, all this happens very rapidly. And then all of a sudden, the World War III goes to the next level. Poland gets hit. Germany gets hit. London gets hit. New York gets hit. And it's going to be attacks from within, but it's going to look like the World War III. That's going to be the smokescreen. That's World War III. That's Putin and China. When in reality, the Germans are killing Germans. Americans are killing Americans. They're working with Russia, working with China. They're all working together. They're going to create this chaos around the whole planet that's going to transition into mayhem. The illegal aliens that are packed in to these Western nations are all, and it's not just illegal aliens. If you're listening to what I shared with you yesterday, there are thousands of Chinese coming across the border, military-aged men, Where do you think they're disappearing to? Our military bases. The military is working against us. Millie and the Woktards. And it's not just Chinese. It's Russian. It is Afghan. It's Muslims that are bringing their jihad to America. So the United States is being set up for destruction. And this, the activation of the biological weapon, is just one part of what's going on. So identify your threats, create your contingencies, and execute those plans on time. So, going to get your report today, and then after that, package nanosilver orders. Remember, shipping is from moving forward is only on Fridays. Get your order in right now, and you can, and your order will be shipped tomorrow. And you'll, and if you're in the United States, generally you get it. Everybody gets their tracking number. Track it. Make sure that your nanosilver is not exposed to freezing. And it can be exposed to freezing for a while, but it can't sit there all day and the next day and the next day and you expect that the bottles aren't going to burst wide open. Appreciate your support again. Get more information right here at Terra03.com. Please share this video with others. So warning. It's probably one of the final big warnings that I'm going to be able to give you before the before everything's going chaos and chaotic all around us and power's going down and you can't get a delivery. Once the biological weapon is activated, there will be no more USPS delivery. So get your nanosilver on the road. Get your silver, small denomination silver, on the road. Anything that you're going to need to be able to write out what's looks like it's right around the corner, get it on the way. Because on the other side of this, I see total collapse. Total collapse. What's going? It's not going to that. I was asked by one of my good friends here, do you see lockdown coming again? It's not that they're going to order a lockdown. Everybody's going to self-lockdown. They're not going to be, they're not going to go to work. They're going to be scared to even go out of their houses because of what's about to happen. Appreciate your support very, very much. Get more information right here at Terra03.com. And I see you on the next Black Star update report that's going to start right after this video.